So one of the questions I have about the app, after noticing that they were grading me last night, I'm going to try to pull up the app here. Let me know what it's called. Is that it's a 5-star grading system, right? And it even breaks down, Sam, what they're grading you on. So it was like speeding. I got good 5 out of 5 stars. Yeah. I was an appropriate speed. Quick braking. I got 5 out of 5. I never had to brake quickly, which I would say to that, if I'm braking quickly, maybe it's because a child is running out of my car.
Maybe you're trying to avoid a wreck.
Right?
Yeah.
Then there's distracted driving.
Ooh.
And I'm going to come back to my stars on that in a little bit. How the hell do they know whether or not I'm distracted?
Because they have access to your phone to know when you unlock it, when you're going whatever speed you're going.
But like, what if I'm in the drive-thru grabbing my credit card that is in my phone wallet? That's not distracted.
Why'd you unlock your phone to grab your credit card?
It just does it. It just pops open like, oh, hey, there she is.
Oh.
Let's go to Brian in Grandview. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, good. Go ahead. What is this thing and how do I get it off my phone?
Well, I've done this twice and I've gotten in trouble with it twice, I guess. The first time I did it, I would have to go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning and it would keep dinging me for going to work at 4 o'clock in the morning instead of 8.
No.
Yep. And then the last one was it does not know if you're driving or not. So if you and Sam are going someplace and Sam's driving and he's doing 100 miles an hour, guess who's getting dinged for this?
Okay. And I understand that, Brian, if there's no way to tell it you're the passenger, but go back to the other one where it dings you for driving at 4 in the morning. Does it think that you're somehow coming home from a bar every single day or something?
Correct.
Huh.
To the insurance company about it, they said there was nothing they could do. This last one I had is I'm kind of in the same situation you are. I got a new house, and my insurance company said, here, you have to do this. So we did this, and as you're going along, I drive for a living. It will allow you. It doesn't let you say that you're working and driving instead of your personal vehicle. So I was supposed to be at 90 days or 500 miles. At my 90 days, I was at 15,000 miles. So,
yeah, Brian, that I would be really bothered by that if there's no way around it. You should be able to me to talk to your agent and say, look, I'm an over-the-road truck driver for a living. You cannot dock me because my phone has to be with me for work, and I'm driving all these miles. It's part of my job to drive.
Now, I do think they may have fixed that since Brian used it, because I've heard that a lot of the apps now, when you go in, if you're not the driver, you can identify yourself as the passenger, and it won't count that trip, which is kind of a hack if you're, you know, in a hurry to go somewhere and you want to speed and you don't want to get dinged for it. You just say you're the passenger and not the driver. But then again, that won't add up to your 500 miles or 90 days. So
when I left here, Sam, just to go get a Diet Coke and come right back, I got 5 out of 5 stars. It doesn't necessarily mean I wasn't distracted. It doesn't. Just because I didn't pick up my phone, you know what I did? I ate a snack wrap on the way here. Isn't that distracted driving?
Well, why are you trying to out-distract the system?
Jason and Gardner, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Progressive Insurance has something similar to this. And when they originally rolled their program out, it was a device that you plugged into the computer under your dash. And then for, I don't remember if it was 60 days or 90 days, they tracked your driving. When I did it, I actually got a reduction in my insurance. However, a year or so later, when my daughter started driving, they had not gone away from the device and
yep.
started utilizing an app, and it actually dinged her. One of the primary reasons she got dinged was, you know, your insurance is based off of one of the primary ways that they determine your insurance is where you consider your residence at. So she was spending a lot of time over her boyfriend's house, and he lives on another part of the town. Well, not a bad area.
Yeah, just a different part of town.
And because of the amount of time she spent there, it actually increased her insurance along with, you know, she similar to what he was saying, she rode with her boyfriend a lot when he would drive. and she was getting dinged for hard brakes and stuff like that. And for being a teenage girl, she doesn't drive crazy.
Yeah. So, but, see, but Jason, you know, that's where when I start saying I'm uncomfortable with this, your insurance rate's getting dinged because she's, quote, in another part of town is ridiculous.
Well, and it's saying
I'm not allowed to go to Shawnee if I live, if my home base is Raymore.
It's saying that you're out and about at a risky driving time,
oh,
right?
Good so, God. Like the guy it's that said he was driving business. It. Like the guy said, what if I'm going to work at 4 a.m.?
The app does not know that. Mm. It thinks that you are going out and putting your life at risk.
I don't like it. Let's go to Dakota in Kansas City.
Hey, so on all those apps, because I've had like Progressive, Geico, all of them, all those apps, you can go in under your trip settings, there'll be an option to review my trips.
Yeah.
You can delete any trip that you want. I used to have all those apps, and I am a truck driver, so I'd be doing 2,000-3,000 miles a week.
Yeah.
And they started dinging me for it. I went in, and anytime my truck moved, I had to delete the trip off the app, but yeah,
and then
you can
then
delete any trip that you don't want.
Right. And then Dakota, so that seems like what's the point? If I can go in the one time I accidentally did 90 on the highway because I'm in far western Kansas, if I can just delete that, then what's the point?
You can manipulate the system to make sure that you end up with a good overall score. Now, I'm surprised you're not getting dinged for hard accelerations. I'm not saying that you put the pedal to the floor, just the car that
but
you
the,
drive
the
has
nature,
so much torque.
The nature of that car.
It takes off very quickly.
It takes
even
off
if you
quickly.
Just barely touch the pedal. So I'm surprised they're not dinging you for that.
Oh, that would drive me crazy. So I think, by the way, it's like a trial period and then the trial period ends and you can just take your score, accept your score, and yeah. then opt out, which I will be doing. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we all need it because it, as much as I don't like it, I will tell you this. Once I realized they were grading me, I am now much more aware in my car
okay.
that I cannot touch my phone for any reason. Now, I'm annoyed when I think about it, like when I was reaching for my credit card today. But I'm much more aware than I was a week ago.
Well, and I mean, these are all things that the police have been trying to hammer in the heads of drivers for decades.
Anyway,
at least
yeah.
a decade. No need to pick up your phone and change the song. That's a distraction. All things that are good and make us safer drivers. But when you get used to doing them, it does get frustrating.
All right, maybe we all need it because did you hear this? The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration came out with their traffic deaths across the country. Deaths overall, this is the good news, are down by more than 6% so far this year across the country. Every single region in the United States saw a drop in traffic deaths except Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Nebraska, and Iowa.
I can tell you for a fact that Kansas and Missouri both are on pace to beat their pedestrian deaths.
Their pedestrian deaths?
Pedestrian and traffic, yeah.
How is the entire country down by more than 6% and Kansas and Missouri were leading the bad pack?
I genuinely have no idea. I have driven in many cities in this country and people always talk, you know, specifically in Kansas City, Kansas drivers are the worst, Missouri drivers are the worst. We have got nothing on some of the bigger cities like Chicago, LA. Those people are crazy.
So when we get back, there was a story in our stack yesterday that we didn't get to about a guy who was somewhere in Kansas City, Kansas City proper, and he filmed a predatory tow as it was happening. I think it took 2 minutes or something for them to illegally hook up this woman's car. There is a new story in the stack today about an unmarked tow truck, again caught on tape, taking someone's car. Don't you remember like a month ago they cracked down on this? They said enough and people were going to go to jail?
It's specifically three different companies that happen to operate out of the same tow yard?
Happening.
Allegedly.
Why? And I think there's video attached to one of the stories, the Fox 4 story that we'll play for you when we get back. It makes me so mad. 913-586-7798. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead.